I've got a, we prayed, you guys, and I can pray again. That's okay. But I really like to flow with what's already been prayed. Okay? And several people's already prayed. Tony got up here and he prayed over the message. And so we're just going to go where God wants us to go. Is that okay with you guys? All right. I know how we get sometimes. We get into an area that we think, well, he didn't pray. See, good critique right there. You don't have to worry about it. Okay, I'm explaining to you why I didn't pray, so you can take that off your sheet. There's a scripture that I'm going to, and Pastor John, I'm going to ask him to help me read, but not right now. I can get this. When I get going, I'll probably say, Pastor John, can you help me? There's a scripture I want to bring out. It's a scripture that really, in reality, that I say a lot of times when I'm talking about the situation that happened with me. You that haven't heard the testimony before, you don't know, that don't know what happened to me. A few years ago, I had what they called prolonged cardiac arrest. My heart stopped for about an hour and 45 minutes. That's medically documented. That's not Dean Braxton's statement. That's not Marilyn Braxton's statement. That's not my family or anybody that knew me's statement. That's what the record said. They said prolonged cardiac arrest. Now, I get the question every once in a while. Well, did they sign the death certificate? Did they really say that you were dead? And I always say, no, my heart stopped for an hour and 45 minutes. What do you call it? Because I'm telling you something, I didn't stay around here and wait for them to try to get it going again. You hear what I'm saying? I went to be where the Father and Jesus is because I knew Jesus as my Lord and Savior. You know? And I didn't volunteer to come back. I say that to be because some people say, you're so lucky you got to go. They don't understand. It had, first of all, nothing to luck going. I accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I made him Lord of my life, King of kings, Lord of lords. So that's what happens to those that know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I didn't accidentally slip in to heaven. You know, the day I raised my hand and accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, guess what? That's where I'm supposed to go. Now, that's good news for you guys. If I don't say anything else, you know, you that accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you are going. Oh, whoa, whoa. That's good, ain't it? Okay. So it wasn't an accident that I got or lucky that I got there. That was where I was supposed to go. But they don't understand. The thing that happened was when I got there, he said, it's not your time. Go back. I didn't volunteer. He didn't say all volunteers in this heavenly realm where everything is right, where you don't have no more pain. You don't have to worry about nobody getting on your nerves no more. You guys hear me? You love everybody purely. You know, he didn't say, I want a volunteer to go back to that planet where that's a whole different story. No, he didn't say that to me. He looked at me and said, no, it's not your time. Go back. That's what he said. Now, I wanted so bad to let him look past me and tell somebody else that. I really did. So I don't like people when they come up to me and say, oh, Dean, we pat you on the back because we're glad you went and came back. I'm thinking, you don't understand. I went, but coming back was not my thing. And I'm going to tell you something. You go, you're going to have the same thing. So don't be feeling bad and say, oh, man, you're just selfish little guy, aren't you? Just thinking about yourself. What about your family? Well, I was thinking they can come here. That's what your family wants that's already there. They want you there with them. They want you to be where everything is right, where you literally have no more pain, no more suffering. And there's, as we say, abundance. Really, there's no lack. Wow. That's good news there. There's no lack. So I say that. I just want to put that right out front. So as we go through this, and you that haven't heard the story before, we got CDs back there. Just take one. Just take one. Okay? Bottom line, just take one. The other thing I always tell people, if you can't afford the book or you can't afford a donation, just take one of those. All right? But so you can learn all the things that we experience, or most of the things we experience. But there's a scripture that I always talk about, and usually it's around my wife. You know, it's a good scripture. I like that. That's good. I'm trying to get back into grace here, you guys. I may make comments all through this about how great my wife is. It's Valentine's Day tomorrow. You know, we got to make sure we got it going good. You know? So I know I'm on the good side right now. That's good. She's smiling, laughing at me. Ain't that good, John? Don't you like that when Tina smiles at you? It makes you happy, don't it? See, that's recorded, so you can play that for her. You can hand it to her. There's one part in here that's really important, Tina. Just listen to that one part. You know. It's found in Matthew, the 6th chapter, starting at the 10th verse. I'm going to read it out of the King James Version because most of us have heard it before out of that version. Okay? I tell people this a lot of times because people ask me questions. As Pastor says, I go places and I get to sit before people or stand before people and I get lots of questions about my experience of going to be where the Father and Jesus is. You know, the longest that I've been in a questioning answering time is 6 hours. 6 hours worth of questions. You know, and sometimes it would probably be longer than that, but some people literally, I always tell the pastor, I said, please, when you see me leaning over to one side and barely standing up, please cut it off. Because people don't get tired of asking questions, you guys. And if you're among a bunch of little kids, oh, please. They just start warming up after 4 hours. You know? And they come up with some questions. Last time I was among 50 little kids, beautiful kids. They love the Lord. A thing called Jump In down in Portland, Oregon area. And these 50 kids were asking me all kinds of questions. And I never had a question like this before. Are there zombies there? Anyone knows there's zombies there, you know? I ain't going there. I almost say he goes to somebody's church where he sees a lot of zombies running around. So, oh, yeah, you're getting it, ain't you? Okay, Matthew, the 6th chapter, starting at the 10th verse, I'm going to read it. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. That's the only scripture I'm going to read. I tell people this all the time, that when my wife prayed for me, she literally got in the will of God. It was Jesus' will that I would not be there at that moment. You hear what I just said? So as he was saying, no, it's not your time, go back, my wife was on this end, agreement with it, and she was praying in the agreement of what Jesus wanted. So the result was me back on this planet. I always tell people a lot of times, if Jesus is on this side wanting something and we are not on this side in agreement, it will not be done. Why is that? Why is it that we've got to participate in this whole aspect of things being done on this planet the way that God wants it to be done? Because he says this right here, thy kingdom come. You know what a kingdom is? It's literally a government. It's a structure on how things are ran. We think a lot of times that that's a broad statement. And literally is not as broad as you think it is. It literally has aspects to it. God has ways of doing things. And he's going to do it that way because that's the way he has structured it to be done. It was structured this way as Jesus was speaking to me. No, it's not your time. Go back. My wife, on the other side of the government instruction, was praying in the sense of the will of God for life to enter back into my body. Amen. You hear what I just said? Amen. God has a structure. He has a government. That government will not, what do we say, move in the way that we think it should move. I like Pastor recently coming up with this message, and he's going to do this series on the economics, you know, on God's economic structure. That's really how to be within that government, how to operate within that government. A lot of us operate outside of that government expecting the results of the government. That would be like you going to Russia right now and being in Russia and doing things in Russia, thinking this is how we do it in the United States, expecting the United States to operate in Russia in that government. You're out of your realm. You're out of the government. Now, I saw literally the communication come from this earth, go up to the government, be whatever you want to call it, process. I don't have a better word of saying it, and literally come back and give him back to this earth. I saw it. I was there. I saw how it operated. When I left this body, and I say this, and many of you have heard it before, when I left this body, the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be in the presence of the Lord. That's quick, ain't it? That's quicker than George was exercising yesterday. Washington, so you know which George I'm talking about. You know, that's quick. And yet the prayers that people were praying for me and others were passing me by. Your prayers. If Michael was praying on that day, if he was on his hands and knees, I don't know if you get on your hands and knees. You're probably driving, ain't you? Oh, yeah, he drives. He was praying at that moment. At the time I was leaving his body, his prayers passed me by to get to the Father faster than I was moving. And how fast was I moving? You know, to be absent from the body is to be in the presence of the Lord. Is that good news or that good news? Some of you are always wondering if your prayers ever get there. And are they stopped somewhere else? I don't believe in a brass ceiling. You hear someone says, well, there's a brass ceiling in heaven and you can't get through it. No, I don't read that in the Word of God. Okay, if it's a brass ceiling, it's in your heart. That's where the brass ceiling is. Because Scripture says it has to come from the heart. Your prayers have to come from your heart. Do you guys hear what I just said? Now, that's pretty simple in a sense of understanding that. But I saw those prayers come. They literally went to the Father. They literally went to the King of the Kingdom. Amen. Amen. Do you hear what I just said? Do you know something? He was not voted into power.
That's right.
You know, when I was there, I literally saw worship before the throne of God. I literally saw all the worship going on and everything like that. And one of the things that amazed me more than anything else was there's His glory below Him and His glory above Him. And above that glory, I didn't see no high council. Because some of you think you're on that high council of God. You're always giving Him advice on how to do things. Especially when it comes to you or somebody else. Okay? But I didn't see no high council at all above Him. He was King. Period. I like the way that there, that any creation would communicate to me about God. They always said the Word said. Done deal. The Word said. They didn't say, well, the Word said, but we'll bring it over to the committee, and the committee will discuss it for the next 20,000 billion years, and we'll see what they come up with, because sometimes God doesn't know how it really is on that planet. He don't work with those people like we work with them. And so we got to take this right here that we just got, and we got to make sure that it's pure enough and culturally sensitive so those earthlings can understand how God is operating. That ain't what was going on. There was no committees at all. There was none. 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 You know? I like the way that everything else would we refer to God. He's God. That's the end of it. Sometimes we want to know, what is He made of? How does He walk? Why does He do this? And everything up there saying, He's God. He's God. Bottom line. Some of you right now need to just say that in your lives. He's God. And let it go. And let it go. You know? So as I'm watching this communication that went past me, I went to the feet of Jesus. It literally goes to the Father. The Father does what He needs to do with it. What does He do with it? The Scripture says a number of things, but I'm just saying I don't really understand everything that He does with it. All I know is He communicates it to Jesus. And Jesus was doing something. Blew one of my boxes apart. What do you mean by blew one of my boxes apart? I had taken these thinkings about God and placed them in these boxes, and my God, my King of Kings, Lord of Lords, was not going to get out of those boxes. You know? Some of us, we turn them into denomination beliefs. They have nothing to do with salvation or getting born again. You know? Got to wear a covering in church. All you women. I've been to churches like that. Me, Aaron, and Donna, and Karen, and Gabriel, and Aaron, and Greco, we all was down in Peru, and we went to this brethren church, I think they call it, and they all had coverings on. Ain't that right, guys? And they took them off. They put them on when they were preaching the Word of God, and they took them off as soon as it was over with. Do you know how fast they got those coverings off their head? I thought some of them were super women. That covering went off, especially the young ones. Don't think they move slow. They move really fast. The young ones do. You know? So we'll make it a doctrine. It's a box that we place God into. And here I am in heaven, seeing the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. I'm seeing everything operate. I'm seeing Jesus operate. And I had him in this box. You know what the box was? This is what the box was. That he left this planet, went up there, and sat at the right hand of God, and then he was done. Just sat there. Scripture says that, but I didn't understand what the right hand meant. It doesn't mean he just sat there and ain't doing nothing. Oh, those earthlings got to get going. I've done my job. Yeah. Hey, look. Hand nailed right here. See, that's what I did. You guys get going. None of that was going on up there. Done. He was literally standing, and there was a group of beings or creations of angels around him, and he was communicating to them. He was doing something that we talk about in Isaiah, the sixth chapter. Let's go there. Isaiah, the ninth chapter, not the sixth chapter. The sixth verse. We say this around Christmas time. It's one of those Christmas verses. See, have you noticed the verses I've used so far are the common verses? They're not the verses that are not uncommon. Even the people that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior heard the song, you know, sung about our Father who art in heaven. That'll be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And then this one right here that starts at the Isaiah 9:6. Why don't you read that for me, Pastor John? I like his voice. He reads really well. Listen to this.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Now anybody that knows something knows that this is talking about Jesus Christ. It's a proclamation of who Jesus is and what Jesus will be. You know, one of the things that I found out, there's a word in there that really kind of got to me, because when I was there, I literally saw Jesus Christ strategizing with those heavenly beings, those angels. He had gotten communication from the Father. And whatever, how that communication is transferred, I can't tell you. I was not privileged to that. Do you hear what I just said? It was given to Jesus, and Jesus was looking at those angels, those heavenly beings, and he was communicating that which the Father had gave to him. Which came from where? The prayers that came from us. See, the scripture says this in Matthew, that we are to pray what? Into the what? Laborers into the harvest field. Our prayers literally can move the kingdom of God. Is that good news? Is that good news? So here you've got this whole situation where it's talking about Jesus. All of a sudden this information is passed to him. And it says, for a child has been born to us. I'm reading out of the next Bible, the New English Translation. A son has been given to us. He shoulders responsibility, and it's called Extraordinary Strategist. There is no strategist above Jesus Christ. It says Wonderful Counselor. But it really means Extraordinary Strategist. Why? because there is something happening here. God is just not running a government just to run a government. It has a purpose. You know what Jesus Christ said that purpose is? To destroy the works of the devil. The government of God is literally here to destroy the works of the devil. Because that's what Jesus Christ said He came to do in John, 1 John, I'm going to say the 5th chapter, but I'm not sure. The 3rd chapter. He came to destroy the works of the devil. And as He is up there strategizing with extraordinary strategists, he's just above everything else. Just got to understand that. This government doesn't run off of 90% of ability. It doesn't run off of 10% of the ability. I know some of you go to the government work and you do government work. And today you may not feel like working, and tomorrow you may feel like today is was yesterday's work and I'm not doing it no more. You guys understand what I mean? We got a government around here. I was a government worker. I know how it is. You know, there's days that I shut that door and I was tired. My mind was tired. I was just tired. And as long as I could shut that door, I could act like I was doing 100% of work. And I know I was only doing 50%. You guys hear what I just said? But that government there, listen to this, 100% all the time. 100%. Do you know they don't discuss anything and then put it on the back burner and think about it later on? Because there's no waste. There's no waste. You know there's no lack, and since there's no lack, whenever God tells you to do something, that means He will provide what you need to get it done. That's what that government can do. And so all of a sudden, I'm watching Jesus Christ, and as He's communicating to these heavenly beings, and He's giving this information to them, I like these angels. They literally would look at Jesus. They would bow like this, and they would walk out backwards. They never turned their back to Him, and they never dropped their eyes to Him. Whoa. Do you hear what I just said? I saw allness of who Jesus is. I know that's not good English, and you can put that on your critique. But He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I can't say He was, were. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I remember when I first came back, I didn't even want to sing any song that did not say that in it. I was hard-nosed. I was really hard-nosed. You ask my wife and my son. I looked at my son, I said, I'm never singing any songs that say He's a friend of mine. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he came to me and said, grace and mercy, grace and mercy. You guys all like me now, but I'm telling you, when I first came back, I wouldn't have had as many friends as I have now. Because I want people to get born again. And if Billy Joe had been sitting on that pew and he wasn't out there getting someone born again, I would tell him to get up. You know, get out there. Tell someone about Jesus, because they need to know about Jesus. You know. So as I'm watching Jesus do this, and I'm watching this heavenly host literally react to His communication to them. And communication is thought to thought. It's not words. It's thought to God. Bam, bam. And when I say that, sometimes people say, how could that be? That's how He communicates with you right now. That's how He talks to you. I really think, personally, Dean Braxton, I really think that some of you that get an audible voice is because you didn't listen to Him the first time He was talking to you. And so He got to talk louder so you could hear Him. That's His love. That's who He is. That's what He does. But if you would hear Him the first time, do you hear what I'm just saying? You know? That's how He communicates. You know, I tell people a lot of times, the life you live on this planet right now as a brother and sister, as a born-again person, will be the life you live with forever with. It's not going to change. You know, He's asking you to love down here and do the thing down here. Guess what you're going to do there? You might as well practice it down here because you're going to have it for eternity. Amen. Do you guys hear what I just said? And say, ain't nobody looking at, well, when they get lovable, then I'll love them. Ain't nobody up there looking at that. That's the way it is. We love because that's who we are. I always tell people a lot of times, I picked up a guy the other day on the road and I was driving him. And I looked at the guy that was with me. He said, he was kind of, I said, no, we're Christians. That's what we do. We're born again. That's what we do. You know? We love people. That's what we do. So in this government, I'm watching this, all this communication take place. And as it goes to Jesus, and he's communicating to all these heavenly hosts. And the heavenly hosts are the angels. And what do? They go and fight in the heavenlies, I always tell people. They leave there and they go to this planet and they're fighting. Spiritual warfare, as we call it a lot of times. Okay? Daniel, the 10th chapter, probably gives you the best description. You can write that down, go to that chapter, and you can really see what happens. I like it because that angel had to fight the prince of Persia. And he had to fight him for 21 days until Michael came and helped him out. See, there's warfare in the heavenlies a lot of times. Every one of you that are born again, every one of you that accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, there was a war that went on over your atmosphere before you were open up to receive what God wanted you to receive. You know? Which means somebody's praying for you. Don't think you just slipped in. Someone was praying for you. And God honored those prayers. And you're here today. Oh, is that good news? So I'm watching all this happen. But it doesn't just stop there. That isn't the end of it. There's more that goes on. I always tell people there's an army of the Lord. And it has a spiritual realm and it has an earthly realm. And guess what realm you belong to? You belong to the earthly realm. You really do. It's the realm I didn't want to come back to. When I was there and Jesus said, no, it's not your time, go back. I was thinking, Lord, back to those people? Do you know who they are? Seriously. You know? They have the committees to discuss your word. You know? They can cut eyes really quick at what Jesus says. Yeah. They have the theological authorities that are in place that could override your word. I don't want to be a part of that. I'm just being honest with you. And he said, no, it's not your time. Go back. You know what he said to me, was really saying to me? I need you there more than I need you here. And I came to understand, if you're on this planet, you know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, he's saying the same thing to you. He needs you here more than he needs you there. Some of you I know is trying to get out of here more quicker than you should. But he needs you here. Because someone there is crying for help. And God says, you are the one that I've chosen to help them. It comes down to that. It comes down to that. I pray a lot of times that people could literally hear the cries, because I can hear them. I can hear the prayers that people are praying to our Father, because we always think it's born again Christians that are praying it. It's people that are crying out that don't know Jesus Christ and are crying for help. All over around us. And he's saying, I got you here so you can meet their needs. And when your time's up, when it's time for you to be there, you will be there. Is that good news? So I'm watching this whole thing take place. And all of a sudden, I'm watching this communication come through this, what I call a silo. I don't know, a air tunnel, whatever you want to call it, come down to this planet. You know, I'm watching what's going on in this whole process. And guess what I found out? I found out that it only goes one way, only one way. It doesn't change. I don't care what anybody tells you. You say, how do you know you're right, Dean? You go there and you find out for yourself. Go ahead. You'll say, Dean, you're right. You probably ain't going to come back and tell me. I know how it is. Say, forget you, Dean. I'm here now. I ain't coming back. But I saw this communication come down. And as it was coming down, it literally was coming down to this unit on this planet. This part of God's army. This part of God's army that he's using to destroy the works of the devil. Because that's what it's all about. Ain't that good news, Shannon? It's to destroy the works of the devil. And what are the works of the devil? He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Anything that's kill, stealing, destroy is his works. Jesus Christ said in John, the 10th chapter, the 10th verse, what did he say? I come that you might have life and life more abundantly. Amen. We were singing about it this morning, about the life of God and what it does. You know, where life goes, death has to leave. Ain't got no choice. Bottom line. So here we got this unit on this earth. And I'm going to go through some scriptures with you. There's benefits by being a part of the government. By being a part of this unit. Number one is found in Matthew 6, 25 through 34. John, you want to read? I believe it's 33.
But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be
added unto you. Whoa! Part of His government, you guys. If you're inside that silo, if you're inside that wind tunnel, if you're part of that, you're seeking His kingdom, and all these things will be added unto you. What things? Those things that you need to be living on this planet so that you can fulfill His purpose that He has for you. I quote over myself almost every morning. You know, I seek these things, Lord, so these things will be added to me, bound to me, glued to me. You know, it's like I'm dragging them all behind. I can't even get away from them. Because I'm in His government. Those blessings are literally overtaking me. My wife can tell you. We walk this world of what we call faith. Faith, all it is trusting in God. That's all it really is, trusting in God. The pastor had one of those 10 things that he talked about in the financial area. It's trust God. Trust Him. That's all it is. What can you lose? What can you lose? Nothing. Trust Him. The other things that we have is that we have a place in the government. Go to Romans 12. 3 through 11. Read those areas there.
For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another.
Praise God. I'm going to stop right there. We literally have a place that God has placed each and every one of us in this government. Don't worry about the other person's place. Just fulfill your place. Do what God has called you to do. No more and no less. You know? Some people are doing less. Some people are doing more. Just do what God has asked you to do. It's your place. You have a place. Someone said, well, I don't know the place that I'm supposed to be. I'm going to tell you how to find your place. I'm going to tell you how to find it. Let's go on. He's given us power, our weapons in this government. Ephesians 6:10.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places.
So in this government, we literally have benefits of everything we need to live on this planet. We have a place in this government that He's placed us in, and He has given us weapons in this government to be able to fight off the enemy. He didn't leave us just in the government just to be sitting there and doing nothing. He gave us things to be able to operate within this government. The last thing, He gave, go to Acts 2:38.
Then Peter said to them, repent, Let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call.
Look what He did. He gave us all those benefits, and then He gave us the gift of the Holy Spirit to reside on the inside of us.
Amen.
In the government.
Amen.
In the government. In that structure. In that that silo. In that wind tunnel, if you want to call it that. Whatever you want to call it. Inside of it. And then what else did He give us? Ephesians 4:11. Now, this is the one that we all have hard time with. We like all those other benefits. But here's another benefit that He's given us.
And He Himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and teachers for the equipping of the saints.
So He's given us leaders or servants, so that we will be more effective in His government. You know, I like what Hebrews 13:17 says, that literally He has put these people, spiritual leaders, over us, that, and they have to give account for our souls. You hear pastor talk about that quite often, okay? But they're literally put there so that they could help us to be more effective in God's government. Now, He's done all of this. So how does He communicate it to us? You really want to know? Let me tell you how. Revelation, the first chapter, the 9th through the 11th verse. I have my brother John read that part.
I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the Isle of Patmos, which is for the word of God, for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. What you see, write in a book, send it to the seven churches which are in Asia.
To Ephesus. Did you hear that? Send it to the seven churches.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something that I found out by being a part of this government. The communication has not changed in the way that God delivers it to us. It's through the local body. Some of you don't like hearing that, because you want to be right up and say, God only talks to you, and that's the way it's... He said He's doing it through the local body. Majority of those books in the New Testament are going to churches. They are communication from God given to the church, the local body, to be able to enact out what God wants them to do in that area. Some of you, if you want to be free, if you want to receive all of the benefits that God has given you, that I've talked about it, you need to plant yourself in a local church so that you can receive the communication you need to be able to accomplish what God wants you to accomplish on this planet. Somebody's hearing that, and you've been wondering about it, but I'm telling you, that's the way it's done. He ain't changed it. And when you get outside of that silo, when you get outside of that word, that aeroternal, or whatever you want to call it, guess what happens to the benefits? They get less and less and less. I know ministries today that have no connection with a local church. Oh, they say they do, but they really don't. Because they don't meet with the pastor. They don't discuss things with the pastor. I believe that the ministry that me and my wife are in is flourishing because of our connection with this body. I get to take the information that my pastor and Pastor John and Lonnie and others that minister here, and it comes through me, and I get to share that with others outside of this body. I get to take it and connect it with the experience, and as I connect it with the experience, I get to share it with others. And He just flows it through. He just keeps on flowing it through. You look at me. You look at the ministry. You see how it's flourishing. How is He doing all that? I'm in the government.
Yep.
I'm in the government. I know that. I saw it. He ain't changed it. He's not changing it. It's the way it works. I really believe today the cry for this, for the church as a whole, is you got so many people that are leaving it and going. There's supposed to be 95 million people out there outside of the church body. They're getting church through TV, through the internet, through a friend. Do you understand what I'm talking about? And they believe that they're working in the hundredfold gifts of God. And I can guarantee you they may be doing 5% at the most. But because they're not connected, they don't know what God could really do. Because He ain't changed His way of operating. Someone may say, well, you're promoting churches. Yes, I am. Because my Lord Jesus said this, that the gates of hell will not prevail against His church. I didn't say that. I didn't come up with that. He did. He did. He ain't changed it, you guys. Some of you will get there and you'll see that. And you'll say, I wish I had been more involved in the local church. Because that's the way He's operating. You know? He hasn't changed His way of operating. You know? And He's not asking you to do a whole bunch. He's just asking you to do your piece. Your part. Because you have a place in the government. John has a place in the government. It's his place. And God is saying, I will work through John to accomplish what I want to accomplish in the local church by His word. Pastor Jan, whether you realize or not, has a place in the government. He is not the government. He has a place in the government. He has to receive from God. You know, he has no choice to be effective in the government of God of this church. No, we're not supposed to worship Him. No, we're not supposed to bow, but we're supposed to respect how God is communicating. Right. He ain't going to change it. Right. You know, Billy Joe has a place in the government. Amen. It's his place. And it's in this body. Bruce has a place. Lonnie has a place. I can go. Julie has a place. You know, every one of you have a place in the government. Yeah. But you need to place yourself in a local church. If you're not placed in a local church, you're outside of the government. I don't believe you. Okay, watch what happens. I give you 2 to 3 years, you'll be in no church. You'll be back out there doing the things that you did before. Because you're out of the government. And the benefits that you are wishing that you had are not going to be coming. You know, one of them is healing. Many people want healing. And I'm not saying that you that are here that are believing for healing and are part of the government. Don't you dare say I said this to you, because I'm not. But you that have been floundering outside of the government and you want God to heal you, He said the benefits are inside. You that are having financial difficulties, okay, the benefits are inside. I encourage everyone here that belongs to this church to come to the series that Pastor is preaching on the economics of God's kingdom. You're going to be freed. One of my hardest adaptations back to this planet was, God, I didn't have to pay bills there. You know, we didn't have no Lincoln on no piece of paper there. Do you guys hear what I'm saying? It was hard to adapt back to the economics of this planet. And then a pastor came up with those 10 areas last week, and he just talked about them. And I remember me and my wife going to a local restaurant, and after the restaurant, we went through those 10 areas. And guess what? Found out we were doing all of them, some more in one degree than another. God still helped me to learn how His government works on this planet. Now I get to take the 10 areas. Talk about how it was hard for me to adapt to it when I got back on this planet, and I get to share it with someone else out there. Is that good news? Where did I get that information? Through His structure of His government. I get to talk about the fruits of the Spirit to others. I could go on, Pastor. I get to share that. Do you guys hear what I just said? He hasn't changed the way that He's communicating with us. I saw it. Well, I don't agree with you, Dean. Well, then try it your way and see what happens. I'm just telling you because your Father loves you so much that He wants you to know right now this is the way He's doing it because you've been asking Him. He's answering you. Don't close your ears to the answer. Is that good news? That's really good news. Father, I thank You right now. I thank You for... Yes, I understand. I thank You for Your presence. I thank You for Your love. I thank You for Your communication. I thank You that I got excited. I thank You, Father, in the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ, that each and every person in here heard Your word. They understand it. And they know what they need to do. Those that are already a part of this need to rejoice even more because they are inside of Your government. Those that are not inside of the silo or the air tunnel or whatever it is, Father, they need to get in as soon as possible. Whether it's this body or another body, because You know where You'll place them, that they get in, Father. And that they understand that that's how Your government operates. And that You have not changed it and You will never change it. That's the way it is. Because it's the most effective government there is. Father, I thank You right now. For You've healed many out there. And many more will be healed, Father. In Your Son's name, Jesus, I thank You. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
I got excited about that.